The truth is, there's no guru, no disciple. That's the ultimate truth. Because there is no separation, it's only oneness. So then, what is it? So much praise and love for the master, for the guru. Because he reminds you that there is no separation. The master knows, the disciple, the seeker doesn't know. So, it is a divine game. The master, the guru, doesn't need anything, but out of compassion, out of understanding, he sees that, here maybe someone is ready to wake up to the true guru, which is your own self. But your forgetfulness, your habits, your mind, your identification with the ego, with thoughts, with restlessness, is so deep that you need someone to shake you, to remind you, to kiss you again and again. So you start accepting the fact that everything is perfect as it is. That is almost too much to believe. And the mind cannot believe it, because that means it's the end of the mind. So the master is there, the guru is there to prepare you to accept it. To accept reality as it is. As you are now, you can't believe it, because you are so identified with your suffering, with your desires, with your minds, with your dreams, with your fantasies. No, many people who is also teaching and are following and satsang teachers, they say nothing is needed. Everything is fine as it is. There's nothing to do. This is very dangerous when you sit in the mud. Maybe they had some insight, but how to reach? You cannot accept the ultimate truth. And then the truth can become very dangerous. A master is one who sees the situation and gives you different medicine for what your symptoms are. It cannot be one medicine for everybody. How would that be? You have a bad back and then you get medicine for headache. You have headache, then you get knee operation. How would that be? So the true guru, master, is one who sees your symptoms. It's a very intimate love affair. Welcome to Satsang. Now we will go into silence. And it most probably will take a few days for you to start settling, because ordinarily we live very restless life, very busy lives. Many of you were here also last week. Now we had a little week break. But many of you have been very busy, again, doing a lot. So see the situation as it is. Now you are here. Just prepare yourself. Allow yourself to relax. And just be here now. Now everything is provided for. You don't need to do anything. There's nothing you have to do in your daily life. And if you are lucky that you stay here, you don't even need to prepare food. You can just focus back on yourself. And that is what you have forgotten, yourself. People remember everything. Oh, I have to remember that. I have to remember this. Oh, I have to do that. I have to do this. But you don't remember what is most important, your own self. People study everything in this world, but who is studying themselves? Very few people. Very few people. And it's the only way to find out your own truth is to study yourself. Self-study goes to self-understanding, goes to self-realization. That's the only way. You cannot be realized if you don't understand yourself. And to understand something, you have to study yourself. So this is the situation here. Now we have provided that space for you. You don't need to study anything outside. You can focus your energy back on yourself. You have listened to everything outside you. That's why you are confused. No, you have to start getting in touch with your own truth. And the only way is to experiment with yourself, to study yourself, to feel yourself. And that is not a quick fix. Because the habit is very, very, very old. So the master is one that reminds you, this is the situation. And if you're lucky, provide a place for those who are ready and interested and longing to come back, to look, to just be, to stop. Then you have to fall in tune with that. First you have to see the situation. You have to study yourself. You have to get used to being with yourself. Then getting rooted in that. So you become unshakable in it. That is not a thought, it is your very nature. That is what this place is for, to stop, to come back, to become centered again, to become rooted, to see what is real and not real. To start living a more unburdened, free life, a more peaceful life. But then you have to have the courage and the strength to look at yourself. You cannot find that from the outside. Only by your own realization, only by your own seeing, can all doubts go. And the doubts are very, very old. And the projections are very, very old. And that's how you're keeping yourself separated. Thank you. So it might take a little time. I'm just reminding you and preparing you that this is the situation. If you are ready, if you're becoming more alert, then you're very happy, you embrace it, and you use the situation for what it is. Otherwise, you can sit there and scratch your head for 3 weeks. No, it's very important to have all the different parts of yourself with you on the journey. That's why it's very important that the mind also understands. Of course, maybe it will be a little restless because the mind loves to do things. But if you understand this is your situation, then you don't take it so seriously. Then the mind can go on blabbering, but you remember, no, I'm in silence now. That means also, no, you don't talk, and even those friends that are living outside, be more aware. If you talk, don't just blah, 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 gossip. Talk what you need. Talk what is important. So you use this opportunity now to be more truthful, to be more direct, to be more clear. And if you live here and you have a partner, or if you live in the same cabin, be also very aware of the people around you. If you have to say something, then let it come from that space of awareness, not just unconscious. So watch yourself before you start. Don't be mechanical. And don't talk if it's other people in the cabin, because then you disturb the silence. If you have to say something, be totally 100% that it's only you and that person. The best is to say nothing. But I know sometimes that is difficult, especially if you're in couple. But remind each other that this is why we are here, and communicate more and more on a deep level, more out of understanding, more out of love, more out of trust. So bring that into everything you are doing and start slowing down from this moment because now you are here, and even the rain is supporting us. How perfect. No, you can't run around either. No, the whole message, go in, the rain says, go in, go in. Hmm? That's what people say when it's raining, I think I'll go in. It's raining outside. Yes, it's been raining a lot outside. Come in. Find shelter in the cave of the heart. Hmm? That is nice. It doesn't rain there. It's perfect temperature. So, I won't promise anything, but I will try to remind you again and again when we are here, but who knows what will happen. So the focus is yourself, feeling yourself, slowing down, walk more consciously, walk more slow. Be more aware of your actions. Eat more slow. You have no excuses why you should speed up. No, the whole thing is just to remind you, I can relax, I can slow down, I can be more alert in my actions. And this is the only way how you can bring more awareness in, is to be more slow. It's very difficult to be alert when things are happening quick. The mind likes things quick, because it's restless, it understands the language of speed, of restlessness, of doing something, and then something else, and then something else. Then it keeps you occupied away from yourself. So to break that habit is very important, you understand that it is for yourself. It's not for me, it's not for this place, it is for you. Just to bring some more awareness into your action, into your life, into your being. And you can bring it into everything. And when you see, oh no, again, I'm not here, I'm not present. Stop and start again. Play with it. And you have to start with the physical body because that is what is moving. Then when the body starts relaxing, being more conscious, being more graceful, then you can start watching your mind, your thinking process. That brings us also to that it is very important to do the meditations. These meditations is designed to help that process, to get that restlessness out of your system. To do dynamic, to do kundalini, to release that restlessness that most probably will come up. It's different from person to person. It's very difficult to start sitting still if the body is restless. So help it to release whatever comes up. Another thing, when you start slowing down and being here, it will take a few days to fall in tune because it's totally new. And everything takes time to fall into a new habit, to a new rhythm. But I want you to be aware of it and to assist that process. Because it's very easy that your mind, you want, and you are here, but your mind won't have different plans. So if you're not aware of the mind, you undermine yourself, and that's what you are used to. You want to do something, but the mind is doing other things, and suddenly you are following the mind because that is your habit. And the only way to break that is to become more alert, to become more conscious. And again, that's why it's so important to do the meditations, because when you start preserving your energy, your life energy, then it has to go somewhere else. But it's used to go out and unconscious, talking, moving, thinking, running, doing. And if you suddenly stop, then of course, where is this energy going to go? Where is your life energy going to go? Where is your thinking energy going? Your mental energy, your physical energy? Where is it going to go? So that is why it's important to release it in the meditations and be alert to start guiding it deeper, more into your heart, more into your body, instead of the head. This for her. All week I have been sharing how my heart was opening, how I felt love, trust, silence, and how much I wanted freedom. But then, in the last satsang, I didn't feel anything. Not my heart, not the silence. How, why, when? Labeling, sadness, and fear came quickly. How fast the identification arose. Didn't I learn anything then? Later that day, Madhav shared a beautiful sentence from Osho. Sometimes God doesn't come. And I felt thrown back on my feet. Afterwards, I wrote the following, which I would love to share with you. And suddenly, a softness arose, a tenderness for me, for the longings and strategies, for the eagerness, sinking in a large cushion of peace, feeling love for the sadness, and smiling at my fears. Let them be here, because they are part of the whole. If they come, they come. If they go, they go. This I is not bigger than life, nor smaller. It is life, and that brings along an acceptance, or a willingness to accept any inner and outer circumstances. Gratefulness for every small understanding that sinks into the heart, and patience, respect for the flow of life. There is nothing I can do but breathing and trusting in love, in life, in you, in me, in every single little step I take. I hope I will stay quiet for the rest of the summer, because I don't want to feed the one that has questions and wants to share anymore. I can just pray for a deeper understanding of the heart. With love and gratitude for your presence. You didn't sign well because you are not well anymore. We are all waiting for what name you're going to have. That's why you didn't sign. The old is gone. Very good. But I recognize even nobody's. I recognize nobody's more than somebody's. Somebody's want to be recognized. Nobody's are very shy. Because they don't know. They are very nice. Innocent. And innocence is your true nature. It must be, that's why Jesus said, let the children come to me. If only if you are like a child, you come into my kingdom of God. How come? He didn't mean, how could we get little children? He meant the innocent heart. You have to reclaim that. Then the doors are open. Otherwise, the doors are closed. All week I have been sharing how my heart was opening, how I felt love, trust, silence, how much I wanted freedom. But then, in the last satsang, I didn't feel anything. Not my heart, not the silence. How, why, when? Labeling, sadness, and fear came quickly. How fast that identification arose. Didn't I learn anything then? Yes, you learned because you can recognize it. You can recognize this game. And on this journey also, there is an ecstasy and honeymoon. This is the ultimate marriage, so you have to have the honeymoon thrown in there somewhere. Most of the time, honeymoon comes in the beginning. Then you have another honeymoon that you are not aware of that can go on forever. That we have forgotten, that honeymoon. That is what I'm reminding you of. But people first, they are very miserable. They want to get out of the misery. They want to get out of the ego. They want to get out of the mind. They want to get out of the confusion. They want to get out of their fears. That's why many people, not all, but some people, they start seeking because of that. They want something up there. They can't deal with what is down here. But you have to deal with that. Then it can come a release, an ecstasy, a joy, when they realize that it is something else. something else is really possible. It's not just a dream, it's a reality. No, I have seen, no, I have tasted something that is possible. Yahoo! Bliss attack. But that is just to balance all that misery and confusion that has been there. You need a balance to be in harmony. No, you have to get used to more joy now. Instead of misery, you have to get used to joy. Instead of darkness, confusion, you have to become more and more used to clarity, truth. Instead of being a cripple, you have to start dancing. But you can't go on dancing forever. You want rest. That is what you are longing for, deeper. Yes, at one point, the joy was the ultimate. But it's deeper than that. It goes beyond light and darkness. It goes beyond sadness and happiness. That is where the true silence are, the true rest, the true love. A love that doesn't come and go. But it doesn't mean you are just used to a high and emotional love, a feeling. This is, goes beyond the feeling, it goes to your being. And sometimes even that love has to sleep. Don't look for it then, sleep with it. Later that day, Madhav shared a beautiful sentence from Osho. Sometimes God doesn't come. And I felt thrown back on my feet. Yeah, that is also true. You can look at it from many different ways. Sometimes God doesn't come. Sometimes the devil comes. No? If God is there, then the devil also must be there if you want to play that game. Yes. No, the devil may become, ooh. Then it wakes you up. With God, you're happy, relax. No, the devil, what is it? Then you're afraid. Good, see both sides. But you have to go beyond God and the devil to go to the true God, no? But the God will test you. Just like this beautiful saying, love will crown you, but so will it crucify you. And then you could also say, yes, God will come, but first the devil will come. To test you, to see if you are ready. That just makes you stronger. It can't only be sweet, then we all get diabetics, no? There's no good. It has to be a little spicy also. You can have feet in hell and head and heart in heaven. Fine. Yeah, who cares? Sometimes the feet step on the shit. Yeah? Just step on hell, okay. And you keep your feet warm also. Very good. Haven't you seen most beautiful symbol of Shiva as Nataraj, the cosmic dancer? Then Shiva is dancing in flames. That's the other side. He's the king of meditators. He's just sitting in the Himalayas, Mount Kailas, meditating. But you have another side, that means Nataraj, the cosmic dancer. Then he's dancing. all flames, and he dancing on the demons, on hell. Hmm? Learn from these people. And he doesn't care. He doesn't even care about the demons that he's dancing on them, because he's in ecstasy. Who cares if it's heaven or hell? Do your thing. This is how it can, but you have to see it. How fast the identification arose. Labeling, sadness, fear, son, happiness, joy, da da da. You can't hold on to anything. You have to see things as they are. Things comes and goes. And something remains. And only when you are settled in that which remains, then you don't care so much. Today is raining. Yesterday it was sunny. So what? There's nothing to cry about. Afterwards, I wrote the following, which I'd like to share with you. And suddenly a softness arose, a tenderness for my me, for the longings and strategies, for the eagerness. Yes. And it's true. Because these longings and eagerness, you won't make it without. You have to have an eagerness, you have to have a longing, you have to have energy to move. But in the beginning, that can also be from the ego, from your past. That I am such a good seeker, I am such a good sannyasin, I am so spiritual, I am higher than the other, I have seen more. I'm a more better meditator. All these things the mind can play with. And you say, essentially a softness arose, a tenderness. Yes, you have to have compassion with yourself. Now is a different chapter. With this humble crumble, do you remember the humble crumble? This is the humble crumble. When you crumble in humbleness, then tenderness comes. It's tenderness and a softness. Then, know this longing, this insight, it will take a different quality. No, it's more out of a understanding. It's not something that you can do. No, it's very difficult to go back. There is a point on the journey where it's very easy to go back. And there is a point of no return. That true point, it can only happen when this more softness, this understanding comes in. Now you are available to listen, to feel, to watch from a deeper side. Not so much out of arrogance. Sinking in a large cushion of peace, feeling love for the sadness, and smiling at my fears. Yes. They all will show you things. And sadness will take you a totally different depth than happiness. They are both needed. Let them be here because they are part of the whole. If they come, they come. If they go, they go. This I is not bigger than life, nor smaller. It is life. And that brings along an acceptance or a willingness to accept any inner and outer circumstances. Gratefulness for every small understanding that sinks into the heart. That is how it is, my dear. For any small understanding, there is gratefulness that sinks into the heart. That is the whole difference. Before, it was sinking into the head. The head. That is already so full. No, then, even if the head is listening to the truth, it can never be grateful. It can never be thankful, because the head is arrogant. But when the truth, when love starts touching the heart, then there comes a different understanding. Then there is gratefulness. Then is great appreciation. Then you drink. And patience, respect for the flow of life. These are all beautiful words. Who has this? Who has gratefulness? Who wants to listen to the heart? Who has patience? Who has respect? No, it comes from a different side of your being. There is nothing I can do but breathing and trusting in love, in life, in you, in me, in every single little step I take. No, there is a time for doing and there is a time for not doing. And now is a time for not doing. And you are at the right place. Now is only to be aware of the breathing, to be aware more of the games. Don't get involved. I hope I will stay quiet for the rest of the summer because I don't want to feed the one that has questions and wants to share anymore. Good, don't feed him. No more meditation, awareness, watchfulness, and trusting in love. Without love, nothing is possible. If you have the foundation of love, then you relax, because you know, no, I'm home now. Whatever it will take, whatever my work is fine, because love is there. I can deal with anything. If there is no love, you will always complain because it's dry. If love is there, then who cares? Because the heart understands. The heart trusts. I can just pray for a deeper understanding of the heart. With love and gratitude for your presence. Very good. Let that be your prayer. A deeper understanding of the heart. And the heart speak very, very silently. So the only way to learn that language of the heart is to become more and more silent and always have a ready ear. In Tibet, one of the most beautiful love mystics was Milarepa, and they have this drawing, this picture of him, always he sits like this. He's always listening. What is he listening to? He's listening to the beyond. Who is listening to the whispers of eternity, of the heart? I can just pray for deeper understanding of the heart, yes. And when that is clear, then this love and gratitude for your presence comes. Because now you know, this is what it is. Now you are here. Now things are clear. Now let the work start. Or let the play start. Or let the dance start. Or let the silence start. Who cares? Because there is love and gratitude for your presence. And there is a prayerfulness to go deeper into the understanding of the heart. No, the thing, all these different thousands of dreams and voices, it just have come into one thing. And that is really what is happening here. If that is clear, you are very lucky. Because then you are not diluted by many, many other things. I want to share with you this saying from the Savasa Upanishad. It's very beautiful. They say, Aum, may the Divine, may the Supreme One protect us. May it care and nourish us. Together. Together may we strive. Let our seeing be clear and brilliant. May we hold no envy. Aum Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. This is very beautiful. They say, may the Divine, may the Supreme One protect us. May it care and nourish us together. Together may we strive. It's very beautiful because it says the Guru, the Master, is not something separate. Sometimes it is like that, the Guru, the Master, is removing far away. It becomes unreachable. But the true Guru will hold your hand, will come down where you are. May we walk together. May we strive together. That is the only way, because you have to start from where you are. Maybe the master has gone far, but that is the real master who comes back because of love. Not that they need anything, but they are ready to walk the path again, to do the journey again and again and again. If it can help, our own, may the Divine, may the Supreme One protect us. May it come and nourish us together. Very strange words, because it has already nourished the Enlightened One. What protection is he talking about? But he's saying it to his disciples. Let's do this journey together. We are together in this. And the master learns all the time by teaching. Because every day is new. Every episode is new. When you realize yourself, when one gets self-realized, you don't know what is happening, because it's beyond any words. Enlightenment is beyond any words. And it's incomparable, so you don't know what is happening. You are just dumb. Or you are just innocent. You are just reborn. Then you have to learn the language again. How to talk about that which you cannot talk about. That is much, much more difficult than to learn talking. And that's why many people, they just stay in silence. No, enough now. No, I found what I was looking for. Nothing to say. And I have known people who had just stayed in silence. But it's very difficult to recognize them if you don't know the fragrance. If you are not sensitive, if you are not silent enough to recognize them. Because words are the link between human beings. If you can't talk, how can you make that bridge? What does it help to say that you are the ultimate, you are already the Brahma? Just be silent. How can a confused mind understand that? Impossible. So the true guru is one who comes back. And very humble, he say, Aum, may the Divine, may the Supreme One protect us. May it come and nourish us together as one. Together may we strive. And alone, it might be very, very difficult, impossible to do it. But together is very possible. especially if you walk with somebody who has walked the path before and can say, don't stop there, but stop here. No, it's not the time to relax. No, it's time to move on. No, it's time to relax. Otherwise, your own mind will fool you again and again. Very beautiful saying, because normally the so-called masters is far removed. And it has to be an intimacy, a trust, a love affair. Otherwise, how can you move? How can you grow? It can't just be an idea. It has to be real. Let our seeing be clear and brilliant. Out of this being together, out of this walking together, let this clear seeing be brilliant. Let us see together. And if you walk together with someone who's seen the best sunrise point, and if he loves you, he will definitely take you to share you that special point. Then you also will be in awe then. Oh my God. This I never seen before. But it's been there all the time. May we hold no envy. That is another thing also, because this hate, envy, jealousy, projections, that is always lurking there. But he is reminding you, let us hold no envy. Don't get involved with the ego, with the mind. Some people even start, they are jealous, they want also to be spiritual. Sometimes the ego starts the journey. They don't know, the ego doesn't know in the beginning that it has to go. That is okay, because we don't know anything else. Many times the ego starts because that also wants to be special or learn something or be spiritual. Slowly, slowly, you become more and more innocent. But don't bring this envy, this hate, this jealousy, this projection. May we hold no envy. Aum Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. It's a beautiful prayer, and it's a reminder to be patient, to settle down. And you can only settle down and be patient if you have found a good place to stop. You don't want to stop if you don't like it. You have to find the right soil. Aum Shanti, may everyone find peace.